This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Music to my ears, and perhaps yours as well. I know it's music to Michael Harrison's ears. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers online at talkers.com. The weekly list, the charts, if you will. These happen to be for the third week of September. The things we're going over with Michael. We'll go through the stories, the people, and we'll have some there'll be ancillary conversations as to what's going on in the business as my voice cracks.
Are you okay?
Yes.
I was in
pouring rain yesterday. I had to go to Connecticut and Rhode Island to pick up stuff for my farm, and I got soaked through and through and had to sit in that driving hours and hours. So I woke up this morning, and it was what you hear.
Poor man.
Yeah, I had a little ache and a pain here and there. No big deal. Yep, I'm here because we need to go through the stories and the people list that you have culled at talkers.com. You can find it listed, gooddayshow.com, all of that. So let's have at it, Michael.
Okay, here we go. These are the stories that have made the world tick on talk radio.
Tick tock. Very good. Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Maybe we can come up with something to fulfill that title. At number 10, we have sports and we have science. At number 9, we have race relations, abortion, and LGBTQ rights. A bunch of civil rights stories. At number 8, climate change and the hurricane season is upon us as we celebrate the first weekend in fall or autumn. At number 7, COVID-19 health and anxiety. At number 6, crime. At number 5, immigration. At number 4, politics and the midterm elections, no more primaries. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. At number 2, Trump legal woes. And number 1, the economy, inflation, and the Federal Reserve interest rate hike. And that's those are the top 10 stories or story categories. At number, on the people survey, at number 10, Mahsa Amini, young lady who was killed in police custody in Iran, sparking a whole bunch of protests there. At number 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. At number 8, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 7, Marco Rubio and Val Demings. A whole bunch of candidates running against each other. We have a couple of guys running against each other on the other side of the planet. Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. At number 6, tied. At number 5, Don, Jr., Eric, and Ivanka. At number 4, Letitia James. Number 3, Jerome Powell. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. It's been another fascinating, complex week of overlapping big stories.
Do you think that news talk radio should be inspiring? Do you hear people on the air? You listen, your staff listens to talk radio programs. You talk to the people that run the stations. You talk to people who listen to the stations. Do you think that there is a need for us to inspire in general or maybe specifically? Do you think, like Limbaugh, seemed to be an inspiration to a lot of people? Are there other talk hosts who are inspirations to their listeners?
I would hope so. I think inspiration is something that everybody should practice and seek. I don't think it's just for talk radio. I think inspiration is one of the engines that keeps the world turning and makes things go forward, gives people a reason not to be depressed and anxious the way recent reports indicate on our survey anxiety. People are feeling lousy for a variety of reasons. I mean, not everybody's feeling lousy. And when you think about how tough it is to be a human being and face life in general, it's amazing that we all don't feel lousier. The fact that we're able to laugh, the fact that we're able to see the positive in things is a remarkable thing when you think about how tough it is. So, yeah, I think that talk radio can always use players in it who inspire. And, you know, I do think there are people that do that. I think it's a personal taste situation.
And so for those of you who are interested in radio royalty, talk radio royalty, you can find the list of the Heavy Hundred, the people that are deemed to be in the business of news talk radio, at the top of their game, if you will, either working there or staying there. There's a very interesting list of people, and their impact is legion on listening, especially now that News Talk Radio, well, not now, it still is the number one format. There are others that sort of are at the heels, country music sometimes, AC music, but with all the music, various music formats, News Talk Radio is considered, for the most part, to be a political talk region, and therefore it garners a lot of support, whether that be negative or positive. It still does get a lot of attention, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know what AC means, that means adult contemporary.
Sorry, yes, I shouldn't have used lingo.
Yeah. Sounds like an electric term.
Right, AC/DC, that's a term for a music group. Right?
And
remember them?
And I remember. They're still very popular among classic rock fans.
The covers of their albums were awful. Were they?
I don't want to get into a whole controversy here. You know, this
is
controversial stuff, but I never liked AC/DC.
Oh,
and,
good. Okay.
I didn't either. I'm definitely in a minority in terms of my rock and roll brethren.
Uh-huh.
But,
well, but you set the tone for a lot of rock and roll. We've established that over the years of doing this program. Before you did this, you and I were both disc jockeys. You were a jock longer than I was.
Well, I was a programmer as well. I was a format designer. I, being a disc jockey was just part of what I did. I was involved, very involved in the evolution of early rock radio.
Mm-hmm.
Not top 40, album rock, what you called it, AOR.
AOR, album, yes.
AOR.
AOR, album-oriented
rock. No,
album's rock.
It was album-oriented rock radio.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people thought it was AOR meant album-oriented radio, and then
yes,
they say AOR radio, but that would be album-oriented radio.
Right, be redundant.
So
yes.
Yeah, it was album-oriented rock.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, all that's left of that beautiful format is a thing called classic rock, which makes me break out into hives.
Right. Well, you mean putting some of that stuff, the Moody Blues, together with AC/DC?
No, I don't. I think putting the Moody Blues together with AC/DC is a good thing. I'm for variety in album rock. What I don't like is how limited the playlists are to the same four Steve Miller songs and the same three Bruce Springsteen songs and the same two Moody Blues songs. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's so
much music out there that's been forgotten,
mm-hmm,
at least forgotten by radio, not forgotten by listeners. Forgotten by radio, and radio has given up its franchise on being the place for music culture.
I find it. Yeah, Tuesday afternoon and satin. What is it, Nights in White
Nights
Satin?
Nights in White Satin. That was those from were... Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
With the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
I think the best thing they ever did was I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, man. That gets me to stand up and do the whatever to that. So we're talking about the Moody Blues, folks.
Good
okay.
Stuff.
This is, we got to get back to News Talk Radio.
No, let's not.
Let's
hijack. Let's go in.
Yeah.
Let's start the top 10 classic rock songs of all time.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
For me, the top 10 classic rock show song is I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Probably a lot of people would argue with me about that.
Oh, you're darn right they would, but
yeah,
it's
right.
Your opinion.
Yes, it is. I love the Moody Blues.
Lists, for all these kinds of lists and beauty contests are really for the sake of sparking argument.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the 100 most sexiest men alive for people or the Talkers Heavy 100 or any of these things, the purpose is to spark argument, not for everybody to go, oh, okay.
Because it must be the best song ever made. Doug says so.
How much power does big tech have over what you listen to? In other words, how much technology is involved in what you listen to? We'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we continue on our weekly review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Now I'm going to focus with you on this strong little unit from Eden Pure, the Thunderstorm, the air purifier that will help you to never, never, never breathe dirty air again. Just plug them into the wall socket. That's all you have to do. You put one in the kitchen, maybe put one where your animals are, put one upstairs in the bedroom, make sure everything, you'll be cleansed of allergies, that sort of thing. Isn't it time for you to clean and clear the air? I have three of these thunderstorms, and I've looked at other people. I saw one of my listeners bought five of them, and they had a very pleasant testimonial. The air, this fellow says, smells so fresh. My sneezing and sniffling from dust and allergies has been reduced greatly. I wish it would take care of my sneezes and sniffles that I got from being out in the rain this week. But I know it takes care of things that are allergens in the air. So you'll be pleased as the testimonials will, you just look through, you know, whether it's allergies, odors, whatever it is that's being taken care of, you'll find somebody saying good things about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. So the best thing for you to do to get on the bandwagon is go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on three thunderstorms. These air purifiers normally are over $300 a piece. You can buy three of them for less than $200 right now with this deal at EdenPureDeals.com. Clear the air. Use the discount code Doug3 and get free shipping as well.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right. 19 after. So I asked you about big tech. That is, I don't mean that to the focus, because sometimes on the story list we have big tech.
Yes.
I'm just talking about what would somebody encounter if they went into the typical radio studio today of a news talk radio host. What would they see? What's the talk host using?
He's using a microphone and headphones.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And a computer screen and a keyboard.
Yeah.
And probably that's it.
Pretty amazing when we all consider what we cut our, those huge control boards that we used to have to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Dials and
all this stuff.
A lot of fun.
The clicker clack of the newsroom, the smell of the ink, the smell of the felt on the Gates turntables.
Yeah.
Do you remember the smell of the felt?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was fabulous.
Had a certain smell.
Yeah.
And,
perfect memories. All right, hold on. Hold that thought. 21 after the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stay connected with what's going on in the News Talk Radio world by listening to this program and checking out the lists and the news from your favorite News Talk Radio hosts at talkers.com. You can get the list also at gooddayshow.com. So as long as we're in the discussion mode about radio and people and hosts, I see that Alex Jones had to testify about his Sandy Hook hoax, the stuff that wasn't true. This is a defamation trial that's going on in Connecticut. He got angry. He was yelling at the lawyers. He did acknowledge that he had promoted the conspiracy theory from the massacre, and he did say it was a hoax. But he said, "You're being disrespectful of me and my position." Really? So that's kind of a head scratcher. So what do you make of where this is all going at this point? Because people in the talk radio business are talking about this to a point.
People in the talk radio business in general do not like Alex Jones.
No.
Any support I've ever given him over the years based on free speech or just the fact that he was extremely innovative at the beginning of his career in terms of online talk. He was extremely innovative in many ways, and
yes,
and over the years I support innovation and I support free speech. Anytime I ever said a nice word about him or a supportive word about him, I got the most negative blowback from the industry. He is not popular in the business. The basic feeling in the talk radio industry is that he makes a bad name for talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. A lot of people point to him and go, "See, you got guys like Alex Jones." Conservatives hate it when the mainstream media refers to him as conservative or right-wing
right.
talk show host.
That
makes it look bad for the conservatives. And even conspiracy theorists, many of whom are legitimate investigative reporters. You know, it's interesting, there's a very fine line between conspiracy theory and investigative journalism. And even conspiracy theorists don't like Alex Jones because he thinks he gives them a bad name. Now, if anybody is a conspiracy theorist or proposes that there's a conspiracy of some kind, which, of course, there are conspiracies. that's how the whole art form of conspiracy theorism, if that's the word, came to light. But even they don't like Alex Jones.
No. And with a good reason. I'm looking. He said this week during the trial, "I'm done saying I'm sorry. I'm done apologizing." And so, okay, where does that leave you as far as what the audience is going to, is the, when I say audience, people in the trial or the people that are watching it on YouTube or wherever they're watching it, he yells at the audience, just like all the Iraqis, you liberals have killed. And it's like, hello, huh? What are you talking about? You're unbelievable. You switch your emotions on and off when you want. You're ambulance chasers. This is what the other guy said, accused Jones, of putting targets on the parents' back. So went back and forth on respect and yelling and yada, yada, yada. They were talking about Norm Pattis, people, you know, the inside folks. I don't know what Norm Pattis had to do.
Norm
with
Pattis
Alex
has
Jones.
Nothing to do with it. You got the wrong guy. Norm Pattis is a well-known Connecticut-based attorney.
How?
Has
the
nothing
wrong,
to do with
oh, I didn't know
the
that.
Norm Pattis of the broadcast.
Hey, look at this. What the hell has Norm Pattis got to do with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no, it's a commonly yeah. made mistake. They're spelled differently, and
yeah.
It's a different guy.
All right, enough on Alex Jones. There's too much negative there. Okay, let's get, when we continue on here in the next half hour, let's get to the midterm elections, some of the political stuff, like the Marco Rubio thing with Val Demings. This is sort of new in terms of our discussion, so let's break it down. We will in a few moments here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Central banks around the world move Thursday to combat the effects of a soaring dollar and red-hot inflation. ING Group is calling it Super Thursday as central bank meetings from Norway to South Africa all raise their rates higher than expected. Japan went in a different direction Thursday. It intervened in currency markets to sell dollars and buy yen. This was the first such intervention in 24 years. As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russian-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Radio Countdown Show back on the air, 34 after the hour. Another half hour of conversation with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we get together for this hour to let you know where all of the topicality and the hosts are focused. Is that correct English? What they are focused on?
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
You understand.
I mean,
okay.
English is an organic, changing language.
Yes, it is.
I consider every show a failure if we don't coin at least one new word.
Yes. All right. This week, number 9 on the people list and number 5 on the story list has to do with immigration. Ron DeSantis apparently defended his leaflets that were given to the migrants that he tenured. They were promised cash and jobs. Okay, boy. Where is that going to come from and how does this work under the circumstances? It's just... one more thing. I guess if you're a politician, you can say anything, right? Get away with it. You can make excuses for whatever it is that you've said. No, I didn't mean
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, the bar is very low. Mm-hmm. Politicians have always lied. But nowadays, the bar is low. I leave it to your imagination as to why. Mm-hmm. But it's disgraceful. But DeSantis was pulling a stunt. It was symbolic. And His move was very popular from my sources at the gathering of talk show hosts, some 60 hosts in Washington talking about immigration.
Yep.
The two big buzzes were DeSantis's stunt and Kamala Harris's statement that the border is secured.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
what rock is she living under?
And most of the people there, you know, criticized her and supported DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
putting the spotlight of blame on the hypocrites that live, and I say this is what they're saying, not necessarily what I'm saying, the hypocrites that live in Martha's Vineyard, who are very, 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 you know, pro-immigration and migrants and helping
right,
people.
Until they come to Martha's Vineyard.
Until they come to their neighborhood, yeah.
Right. Then we'll get them on the first buzz over to Cape Cod. The boats were, it didn't take long, and they filled the ferry boats from the island. Being from this neck of the woods here, it was certainly a mainstay of conversation on the newscasts and talk radio as well. Here, the local talk radio folks all over this, because it was kind of, it was a lesson in hypocrisy, a lesson in kind of fun, seeing all of these wasps down on the, oh, we don't want these people here, unless they're going to clean our toilets and that's going to change our bed linen. We don't want them.
This is the rap against liberals, that right. Liberals are hypocritical.
They are.
And
I think they are. Not you don't do a blanket thing,
no.
But not everybody is bad. Not all Republicans are good. Not all Democrats are bad, and vice versa. It just,
it's a meme. It's a stereotype that,
yeah.
You know, the elite, the well-to-do liberal who is for all of these particularly liberal causes, but not when it affects them.
Right. Not in my backyard. The NIMBY crowd,
you know.
If you will.
Yeah. So, hypocrisy is all over the place, and that's what we have to weed out.
Yeah. So one of the things that's here that's causing some concern, if you will, and I only because Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are here or imminent, the focus on the fighting between the Palestinians and the Israelis seems to be weakening, if you will. In fact, this week there was more fighting between the Palestinians and their own police than there was between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Now, what's wrong with these Palestinians? Don't they know how to be Palestinians and who they should be fighting?
Well, I mean, where's the return with us now to the sterling days of Yasser Arafat?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on there? Hey, guys, you know, start fighting more. It's like going to a boxing match where the crowd starts booing because they're dancing as opposed to punching.
Right. Okay. The economy is number one this week. There's no mistaking what the Fed is doing. People are asking why. After all, isn't it what we learned in economy class, in economics classes when we were in high school and college, that if there are two or three things that were consistent, that is housing starts, the sale of all the stuff that goes into houses, that would, if housing starts were healthy, then the economy was healthy. Housing starts are fabulous, and it would seem that the economy is on fire. And so what does raising the interest rates do other than slow down the economy? And it's not my fault, your fault, that the economy is questionable, because I didn't spend the money, you didn't spend the money, the federal government spent the money. And you can blame it, and people want to blame it on the pandemic, we had to keep businesses going. Well, you can dig deeper into that and find, you know, perhaps a lot of rationales for not having done what we did. That is, going off the deep end with closing everything down. So, where are we on this, Michael? And where does the typical talk host go with the discussion of inflation, the economy, etc.?
Well, I don't think the typical talk show host understands economics, and I'm not even sure economists do. So, you know, it's funny you said all those economy classes that you took in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
The closest I ever came to that was home ec, where I learned how to bake a cake. And that's I think that the economy is one of the most misunderstood areas of social science, if you will, and math. That being said, we're at a time where the moon and the stars are not lining up the way they have traditionally done. You have conflicting indicators. And I think the Fed is just throwing darts against the wall, hoping that they hit a bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they do?
Right.
But that being said, the only other thing I'll say, and then I'm way above my pay grade, as they say here, trying to talk about this, is that we have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of the what some people refer to as the topic tree. You know, you start with the trunk and the important stories, perhaps the 10 stories that we're talking about, and then what goes on, the ancillary conversations, which are so important. You and I talk about this all the time. Where do we go with these conversations? That's what makes it so interesting, because one person will have one idea, and another person will have another idea, whether it's number 10, we're back into the sports world a little bit, the fellow who's having the consensual agreement, consensual relationship with a woman who's the coach of the Boston Celtics. Okay, so he admitted to it. He's having one. She works for them. It's not part of the rules, but they're in love. So why isn't it okay? Why does he get a year off? That's a pretty good question, isn't it?
It's a good question. I guess the answer is because those are the rules, that you're not supposed to have any kind of personal relationship with employees of the company, that it creates problems. So
isn't that old time, though? Isn't that, that's not anymore. Is it still applicable? Is it still?
I don't know whether or not anything has changed in that regard. There's an old saying, you shouldn't do a certain thing where you eat. And
yes, that's true. I think
the wisest policy is not to get into personal romantic relationships with people at work.
Mm-hmm.
For many reasons. One, there's the harassment issue. But also, romance doesn't always go smoothly, and it leads to very bad feelings, and or it can lead to unfair alliances. So I'm old school on that subject, but I certainly understand human nature, and, you know, you can't control people's feelings. Some people, their whole life is based at their life at the office. They have no other way of meeting somebody. So they undoubtedly are going to fall in love or into some type of a romantic relationship with someone at work, because they're working 14 hours a day, or, you know, the pandemic changed a lot of that, but all I'm saying is it's very hard to judge people. You know, judge not lest ye be judged.
Yeah.
But, come on, office romances, being involved with somebody romantically within a company that's a team type of company where there are other people depending on each of you, such as in sports, a team, literally, not just figuratively, is a dangerous practice. You don't agree?
No, I think it's profound. Excuse me, what you just said. It is. But then many of your profundities are important for people to consider here. 44 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and the simple way to keep it off. You go to toploss.com, check that out, see how this program can be so right for you. Most everybody wants to be a certain weight. Somebody was talking about what there's a fellow that I do on-air stuff with, and he said, I'm down to my ideal weight of 149. Well, he's a pretty short guy, but I was with folks at dinner last night who do a lot of running. One guy runs 9 miles a day. Another one, 12 miles a day. And so these are not the people that we're talking to. We're talking to people who have dramatic weight loss, sometimes too quickly, and then they put it back on as fast as they lose it. Those are the people that want to go to toploss.com to see how the Calitrin program can be so right for you and members of your family. Not only because it doesn't involve crash dieting, not only because it's a healthy choice because there's no stimulants, no drugs in it, but because there are so many different, examples of it working. It's a fabulous way for you to keep that weight off. 100% safe, because there's nothing bad in it. So it's become our country's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Go visit the website, please. It's toploss.com, and do the fall special. fall into health, if you will. Don't sacrifice your health. Lose the weight and take advantage of the ability that you have to buy three, get three free, that sort of thing. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's a great guarantee. Toploss.com. You get 90 days free. If you buy another 90 days, that's another way of doing the BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the code Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Topics, ideas, and stories. That's what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen. We were talking earlier about their hold the feet to the fire convention this week that brought in a lot of conservatives, a lot of talk show hosts. And it was, I like the people that run it. They're my friends. But it seems to me, and I hope this isn't dangerous to say, it's the same thing year after year. And maybe that's good, maybe it's a consistent message, but in order to get change, don't you have to change? And so what do we do? It's a great exercise. A lot of people get together and have a good time. A lot of people have the same ideas.
Well, what do you expect to happen?
There? Exactly, yeah. What does happen.
What I'm saying is the thing that makes hold their feet to the fire now in its 15th year is its consistency, that News Talk Radio has been the one place that people concerned about immigration could turn to have it be a front burner topic, which the mainstream media only started to look at again, believe it or not, because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump, nobody was even talking about it.
I'd go because I agree with their points of view. I just don't want to have to be surrounded by the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'd rather have somebody else, and that's what they're all about. You know, there's some characters who are there, and they have a lot to say, and they're entertaining, et cetera, but they don't get to the bottom line, which I think is an important thing. Anyway, to be discussed further, Michael and Doug at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. ExtendVite.com.
ExtendVite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take ExtendVite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like ExtendVite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, ExtendVite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your ExtendVite today, go to ExtendVite.com. That's ExtendVite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with ExtendVite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Raindrops from Butch and Sundance. All right, I remember I was still playing this song as a disc jockey. This movie came out, what, the early 70s? I'm trying to remember.
69,
okay. All right, so is this the anniversary of it coming out in 69?
Yes, September 23rd, 1969, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid premiered in theaters. One of the great star pairings of all time, Paul Newman. And yeah. Robert Redford, that was that was Paul Newman, Catherine Ross, riding on a bicycle with that song playing. It actually made really little sense in the film, but they put it in, and we play it many years later, so it must have worked.
Yeah, it was a nice way to sort of calm down the action, if you will, put a human touch on them so that you like them even more than you like them.
Very good movie.
Or was it that... Was it a suggestion that Paul Newman was trying to cut in on Robert Redford's action?
It almost felt like, it almost felt like a little bit of, even though it wasn't a product, but it felt like product placement back in the day.
And then the real thing that was going on was that Sam Elliott was hustling her on the side and he married her. So
it
had nothing to do with the movie.
Very good.
Married for a long time.
I got one other bit of this day in movie history.
Yes.
September 23rd, 1994, The Shawshank Redemption, directed by Frank Darabont, hits theaters, stars Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman. I'd argue one of the best movies ever made.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And originally they were looking at a lot of different casting. We're looking at Clint Eastwood in the Morgan Freeman role, and Tom Cruise in the Tim Robbins role. But that would have been really good, too. But I think they got it right. I mean, Tim Robbins was never better in a movie, and Morgan Freeman is always awesome. So, great movie, really.
I noticed that The Rock's Black Adam trailer has been recut because there were a lot of complaints about it. This looks not like a typical rock movie to me, at least I when I look
it's
at it.
It's a deal. I mean, Warner Brothers Discovery is really rolling the dice here. They're going to put a ton of money into its few releases now to the end of the year in this film. And if this film hits, I think at the box office and becomes popular, hopefully it's a good product. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what matters most. But Dwayne Johnson will be a huge part of the DC superhero universe going forward if this movie is a hit. They can make him the main villain. He's a hero, but he's an anti-hero, meaning he could play both sides of the fence, good, bad. But I think he'll go bad, and ultimately in future superhero movies at DC, there's a teaser, a lot of rumors, Doug, that at the end of this film, he has a line in the trailer where he says to Viola Davis, who heads the Suicide Squad team, he says to her, "There's not a human being on this planet that could defeat me." And the rumor is that Henry Cavill, Superman, will pop into the screen and say, "It's a good thing I'm not from this planet." Now, if that happens, that's going to be pretty awesome. I hope it happens.
I don't. That's a
no. Why? Tell me.
Ah, we'll watch this. Do all that foolishness. Okay, Bryce. What else you got? Go ahead.
I got one more thing. This day in TV history, 1962. ABC airs its first TV series in color, and it was the animated The Jetsons was in color, 1962 on ABC. Okay. I remember being in the early 70s when I was a little kid. I still had a black and white TV. So,
good for you. I did too. Bryce Dallas Howard, yep. Pressured to lose weight for the Jurassic World movies. Is this a sexist gig here, or what's the scoop? Claire Deering. Yeah,
I don't think she did, though. I mean, I think they initially asked her, but I think they were fine with the weight. I guess she had a baby, and they were fine with the weight that she was. I mean, the question is, I mean, I don't want to. This is a touchy subject for people, but the reality is, do they have a right if she's an actress or an actor? Do they have a right to tell her to lose weight for a film? I say they do. That's my opinion. I say they do. If she doesn't want to, that would be her choice. I know that's a touchy issue, but what do you feel?
Well, I think it is a touchy issue.
Yeah, I know it
is.
And
in this day and age, you're hard-pressed to come up with this because it doesn't seem that it fits in with the culture of our time. If you're working for somebody and they're giving you a paycheck, you better do what they tell you to do, otherwise you don't get a paycheck. I think that's how you render that.
I would agree.
How it shakes out, yep. All right, Chaka, we'll talk to you on Monday about box office totals for this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.